Live it. Rehearsing for the quality of life you desire and expect is one of the best ways to facilitate receiving and to make it a reality. Besides enabling you to immediately experience an expanded perspective and the opportunities it brings, it highlights any resistance or judgments you may hold about who you would become if your life were to change in this way, or about others who have the kind of life you want. Discovering and amending or releasing these beliefs is essential to allowing yourself to have this life without sabotaging it. Don't wait. Humans tend to think that they'll start acting and feeling elevated as soon as their circumstances become ideal. However, as we mentioned in the section on positive thinking, it more often works the other way around. When we think about the successful people we knew before they became successful, nearly all of them were already trying on success before it arrived. If you wait to shift your perspective because you expect your circumstances to do it to you, you delay feeling better, and you miss out on an opportunity to recognize and hone your ability to shift your perspective at will. Furthermore, there's no guarantee that a change in circumstances is going to make you feel differently. Ultimately, it's up to you to choose your point of view. Living it is the art of bringing the sweetness into the present that you believe is conditional upon someday's circumstances. I'm going to say that again. Living it is the art of bringing into the present the sweetness that you believe is conditional upon someday's circumstances. If your intention is to have more money, living it isn't accomplished by spending more money because that's what you believe a rich person would do. You can spend more money if that helps you embody this state of attainment, but it's deeper than that. Living it requires becoming that person, the you that has already achieved this. You're not pretending to be someone else. You're not adopting the mannerisms of some caricature of a rich person. You're becoming who you would be with more money. And to get even more particular, rather than being who you would be with more money, you're going to be who you are with more money. Get inspired. Sometimes you may not have a clear sense of how you would feel or what you would do upon attaining a goal. If this is the case, you may benefit from some research. Find people who already seem to embody the qualities and lifestyle you desire and let yourself be inspired by them. They could be people that you're able to meet and converse with in person, or ones you read about in interviews or biographies. Seeing other humans model altruistic or heroic behavior can awaken something in you, a sense of what you're capable of. There are so many people living life in beautiful ways. Don't let yourself get down by comparing yourself in a way that disparages either you or them. Just notice what's possible. You may not be able to attain the same body or specific state of affairs that they have, but it's the inner experience that matters, and you can absolutely live with the same courage, grace, and enthusiasm. Just remember that it will be the same you inside. You don't have to sacrifice what is authentically you. And you don't have to become pretentious or shallow. You get to do it your way. Perspective tuning. If you need help with the living it part, try this perspective tuning exercise. In the positive thinking section, we advised that if you're feeling like a 2 on a happiness scale of 1 to 10, you're more likely to be successful at shooting for feeling like a 3 than you are at shooting for a 10. Perspective tuning is a similar concept. While it can be challenging to make a dramatic perspective change, a subtle shift is usually pretty easy. Multiple small steps ultimately amount to a big step, and the process can eventually be compressed in order to accomplish these steps in a short period of time. Also, with practice, you'll be able to shift perspective with greater ease. Step 1. Get a piece of paper and pen. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 represents the most hopeless negative perspective you could imagine, and 10 represents the most ecstatic positive perspective you could imagine, rate your current perspective with regard to your intention. In the middle of the page, leaving room above and below, write Perspective 5, or whatever other number you came up with. Then, write a few sentences about how you currently feel with regard to your intention. Specifically, describe your point of view and name the emotions that come up around it. Step 2. Below this, write perspective 4, or whatever number is one less than the rating you just gave to your current state. Here, you'll write a few sentences from the state that's just below your current state. You probably occupy this level on a bad day. Imagine you got up on the wrong side of the bed and describe your point of view and name the emotions you're feeling at this level. Step 3. Next, above your first perspective, write perspective 6, or whatever number is one more than the rating you gave to your current state. And here, you'll write a few sentences from the state that's just above your current state. Imagine you're having a good day and feeling more positive than usual. Describe your point of view and name the emotions you're feeling. Step 4. Now imagine, like twisting the tuning knob of a radio, that you're tuning your perspective down from your current state and occupying the thoughts and feelings this lower state brings. Then tune back up to your current state and occupy the thoughts and feelings this state brings. Then tune up to the next state up and occupy the thoughts and feelings this state brings. At the beginning, you may notice that the knob is rather tight or finicky. It's something of a challenge to tune yourself up and down, and you can only shift about one value in either direction. But as you continue to practice this, you'll find that your knob loosens up, and you're able to more easily glide up and down. Step 5. After you've played with adjusting your tuning, imagine that you're tuning yourself to the state that's just above your current state, which would be perspective 6 in the example we've been looking at. And then imagine that you're locking the knob in place. Practice occupying this state for an entire day, and then for several days. It's not magic, you just have to consciously choose this state. It's an ongoing choice you'll make over and over by opting for perspectives, feelings, and behaviors that are in line with the frequency you're working on. It may take a few days or even a week of consistently shifting your perspective before it begins to stick. Step 6. When you have been relatively successful at this, return to your paper and above your previous text, write perspective 7, or whatever number is 2 more than the rating you originally gave to your current state. This would have previously represented a really good day, but should now seem well within reach. Write a few sentences while embodying this elevated state, describing your point of view and emotions. Step 7. Practice loosening the tuning knob again, feeling the state you first described, then the state you've been practicing, and the state you've just written about. Go up and down a few times. See how pliable your perspective can be? Step 8. Now imagine that you're tuning yourself up to the elevated state you described today, and again, locking the knob in place. Practice occupying this state for an entire day, and then several days, until it feels comfortable. Then return to your page and write about the next stage up. Practice tuning up and down, and then occupying increasingly elevated states. Use whatever tools work for you to remind yourself of the process you're engaged in. You're changing habits of thinking. It requires discipline and consistency, but it's not actually that hard. Set an alarm to go off every 15 minutes or every half hour to tell you to bring yourself back to your new perspective. Or hang up stickers in your living space, workplace, and car, and every time you see one, let that mean check in and shift your awareness. Soon you'll be living it with ease. On our website, you'll find a worksheet for this process which you can download and print at www.thewelllifebook.com/resources. Part of why perspective tuning is a useful exercise is that it gives you a break from thinking about what you don't want. If your intention is to feel vibrantly healthy, chances are, some of the time, you're dwelling in thoughts like, I don't want to be sick, I don't like feeling tired, I don't like feeling incapable. You know these kinds of thoughts never help your body or mind. Living an elevated perspective, even for just a minute, pulls you out of the mental muck, and this is relieving to your whole system. Remember, it should be enjoyable. You're playing with purpose.